Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the email address?
Sorry, what do you need?
May I please have the email address?
I don't know why you need my email address. I just want to check. What company is this that I'm phoning?
I mean, we're customer service for many different online vendors.
So I'm not sure why Jody gave me your number, because I phoned a number and she said I had to phone this customer service. So why would she give me another customer service? Because are you able to help with a scam? I'm looking for a chargeback approval letter.
Okay, I do apologize. You have the wrong number. A chargeback approval letter. And you have the wrong number.
So how do I get a chargeback approval letter from one of your companies that you represent? I need to get hold of Grab Bites Hub.
Okay.
They took money. They took money from my account, and my bank says I need to get a chargeback approval letter.
You say your bank? Okay. Yeah, I'm not understanding.
Okay, can you put me through to somebody who might understand?
Okay, so you're trying to purchase it? You're not?
No, I'm trying to get money back. Money was fraudulently taken, and the bank wants a chargeback approval letter from GrabBite Hub so that we can get the money put back into the bank account.
Okay, so you were charged.
Correct.
Okay. I can take a look and see. What's your zip code? And you said the bank told you?
Yes.
Okay, what's your zip code?
33472.
33472?
Yeah.
May I please have the first and last name?
Karen Grobler.
You said what it is again?
Grobler. GROBLER.
And you were charged, ma'am?
I was charged $59.89.68.
Yeah, I'm not showing anything. Yeah, I'm not showing anything.
What company do you represent?
We're customer service for many different online vendors.
Because the one number I spoke to a Jody, and she said I had to phone you guys to get a chargeback approval letter.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I thought when you said for the Bites Hub. That's what I was asking. But yeah.
So do you have a phone number for the company Bite Hub?
No, I don't.
I mean, how do you actually get hold of these companies if they don't have any contact information?
Okay, so if you want to purchase, that's why I said the Bites Hub, you had to go online. I just thought maybe you were charged. That's why I was asking, were you charged?
Yeah, I was charged. I was charged fraudulently, and I need my money back. I can't get my money back because this ghost company, nobody seems to tell me how I get hold of them. I need to contact them so I can get my money back.
Okay.
They fraudulently took money out of my bank account. They asked for my bank details for $2 Walmart sweepstake. And the next thing, I'm scammed for $59.89 monthly subscription.
Okay,
I mean, how
provide me with the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number.
I can only give you the last 4 digits because I've actually trashed it because I didn't want these people in my details. The last 4 numbers is 8957.
And y'all know the
Because
first.
since no, and since I got involved with this, that same bank account got scammed for a further $39 from some body fitness company. And so I actually shredded the card and I got a new card so that they haven't got my information anymore.
Okay, and we're gonna spell out your first name.
March 266. They should have this information.
I said your first name.
My first name, Karen. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I just
Okay.
need the because I'm not showing anything. That's why I asked. I'm not showing anything at all. That's why I advise
Okay,
you.
but now, okay, so now this Bite Hub, grab a Bite Hub. All I need is the name of their manager or the name of the phone number so I can actually contacted them.
Okay, because
They're
I'm not.
hiding behind this third party call center that can't help me. I just need to get hold of somebody at the actual company.
Okay, well, you will have to you can okay. You can honestly, 'cause I'm not showing anything. That's why I asked for the credit card number. That's
I
why
mean, I just want my money back. I was scammed almost $60. That's a lot of money. And I just need the name of somebody who works for this company. It shouldn't be rocket science. I should be able to get the name of the company, phone number, and a person's name who works there. They should be a manager, unless it's total bullshit company that doesn't exist. And you people hide behind the fact that you're a call center. Meanwhile, you're not a call center. If you're a call center, you should have the details of the companies you're representing.
we're a customer service for many different online vendors. That's why I was asking for your
Yeah.
credit card number, because the information that you provided to me, ma'am, I wasn't showing anything. That's why I asked you for the
Yeah, I
credit.
know, but if you're representing these companies, I was told if I phone this number, I'll get information on the company Grab Bites Hub. Now,
Okay.
all I need is their contact details. Whether you can find my details or not is irrelevant. You're a call center for this company, yes or no? You represent them.
It's many different companies, so I honestly cannot even, say, because we're a customer service for
Okay, but if you put their name in your system, it should come up that you represent them.
you said it should come up. No, if we put your name. I mean, if you don't have an account with us, no, it will not
So
pull up.
why did this other lady give me your number? She was just fobbing me off. It's just part of the scam. Just pretend you're helping the customer, but you're really not.
I honestly don't know, but I can do what I can, but I'm just not
Where
showing
are you based?
anything. You said, where are we?
Yeah. Where's this help number based?
Well, we're in Alabama.
Oh, the other one was Alabama too. Okay, so you're all in Alabama. Okay. I mean, it's horrible to get money taken out of your account when you don't agree with it, you've got nothing to show for it, and then nobody wants to help you contact the company. They all you it's like I'm asking for gold. All I'm asking is for a contact number for the company so that I can speak to somebody at that company.
Okay, yes, and I honestly don't know who could I direct you to.
That company, you represent that company and many other companies. So you should have a directory of all the companies you work represent. Yes or no?
No, I don't have the name like all the companies we represent. I'm just able to pull it up by your first and last name, followed by, your if
So
you
now,
have your
when you pull
credit.
up my name, you're not finding anything. I find that
No,
hard
I'm
to
not
believe.
finding, yes, I'm not finding anything.
Oh, that's insane. Okay, let me go and fight at the bank tomorrow. I mean, I'm a hardworking woman. Now I've got to take time off to fight to get my money. That's costing me money. So what do I do? Just roll over and play dead, and let big people screw little people? $60.
No. What I advise you to do is just call your banking institution. If you're getting billed, however, have them to give us a call, okay? That's all
Yeah,
I
right.
advise you to do.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for nothing. Bye-bye. Have a good one.